KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The bail application of a 37-year-old man accused of kidnapping and murdering a 23-year-old Durban woman has been postponed by a month. Ayabonga Mjilo went missing on Christmas Day. Her body was found buried in a shallow grave in Inanda a week later. Mfanafuthi Kunene made a brief second appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court today. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports.
Kunene kept his head down and walked quietly into the dock in a court filled with Mjilo's family, friends and supporters. The court then heard that the bail application could not go ahead today because the accused hasn't yet consulted with his legal aid lawyer since his last appearance. Before postponing the matter, the magistrate ordered Kunene and his legal representative to get their ducks in a row. Mjilo's uncle, Mteteleli, says they trust that justice will be delivered.
It's hard for the family. Even when we are asleep, something has come to mind. We haven't healed properly.
COSATU's gender desk held a picket outside court. The union's Greater Governor says Kunene must not get bail.
We hope the court will give Kunene the harshest sentence that will also serve as a lesson to others who commit gender-based violence.
Mjilo was last seen in Umhlanga with a man identified as her former manager. It's alleged they traveled together to Kunene's home in Inanda. According to police reports, the pair had an altercation and Mjilo was strangled to death. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrate Court.
The Human Settlements Department says it's already working with officials in KZN to provide alternative shelter to families that have been left homeless by the rains. Five people were swept away in floodhit Lamontville in the south of Durban during last night's downpours. Their bodies were found this morning. Homes, businesses and roads in Port Shepston and Margate have also been flooded. Officials at Reinkonyen Municipality say they are assessing the damage. Well, the weather office says warnings for severe storms in parts of the province will remain in place until tomorrow.
Over the low-lying areas, that's where you're having your 30, and over the escarpment, you're having 60%. And that 60% is accompanied by a yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms.
The Weather Service's Dugello Chilwani says the level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms could bring more heavy downpours, particularly in low-lying areas. And the European Union has handed Ghana a military package of over 50 million euros. It includes civil engineering equipment, advanced communication systems and boats. It's to bolster the West African country's border security, intelligence sharing and counter-terrorism efforts. Ghana's national security advisor says a comprehensive security approach is necessary against extremism, the expansion of transnational organized crime networks and the persistent threat of cross-border instability. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Dean Burmester returns to the Investec SA Open to defend his title. The Hollybets Dolphins play host to the DB World Lions at the Kingsmead Stadium, currently underway. And Mamelodi Sundowns look to extend their lead in the Betway Premiership when they take on Sekhukhune United tonight.